Hello. Who knew season two would come around so quick? I can't believe it. Well, I mean, it's not been quick, because it's been, what, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, oh my god, that's like nearly seven months, something like that. Jesus. But yeah, I can't believe I'm doing season two now. Who's seen my social media post today? This was supposed to be, what do you call it? Audio and visual. It is only visual. No, it's not. It's only audio. I done this on that video as well. It's only visual because I'm ill again. Well, I say I'm ill. I went to the dentist yesterday and I had one of my back teeth taken out years ago, and then I got an x-ray done on it about 2 or 3 years ago, and they noticed there was still root under the gum, but they said, listen, if it's not annoying you, let's just leave it. And I was like, right, okay. Well, over Christmas it decided to come out through the gum, and it wasn't really annoying me, but I was like, the last, maybe since the weekend, I was starting to get a bit of pain from it, so I thought I'd better go. So I went to the dentist, got that out yesterday, and there was like an abscess there. So thankfully I got it in time. Although, when she injected me to numb it, I heard a pop, which I think might have been a bit of abscess. And I've been ill since. I think a bit of the abscess might have hit into my stomach. And obviously that's not good. So I feel sick. I've got a temperature. My face hasn't swollen or anything like that, so I don't think the abscess is still there. Because she did say the abscess was attached to the root that she pulled out. TMI. Sorry if you're having your dinner. Although, I don't know what times they're watching, listening to this. It could be your breakfast. I can hear a funny noise, and I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know. Anyway, it's in my ear, so don't worry about it. As long as you just don't hear it. So she, she took that out, but I've been a wee bit unwell since. But obviously, I had like that flu that's going about for like 5-6 weeks, something like that, so I don't know if it's still that lingering, and then a combination of getting the tooth out, so I've just not been feeling it today. I was also meant to record with Danielle today. She phoned me this morning and I was like, oh, I'm not even dressed. I look as if I'm on my road out, and I don't even think I can get up off this spot. So she's like, right, okay, I'll phone you later. But I've been busy all day with work and whatever, doctor's appointments, planning, and different things. So Danielle will still be on this week, but it will be another wee bonus episode, and that will be audio and visual, because as we know, me and Danielle have got a wee something to tell yous. Who heard my wee announcement the other day, Monday, on my bonus episode that I done at the end of season one Christmas episodes, about the new podcast that's coming? I've still not really announced it on social media yet, but I have set up the social media pages, so if you would like to follow the page, it is Reboot Your Business Podcast, and it is on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok and Instagram so far, because I think that's enough for my brain to contend with at the minute. There is also a private Facebook group, a hidden Facebook group, which is for people that are interested in the sort of coaching side of it, the business, wellness, all that sort of thing. But I will give out more details in the next week. I'm not giving out the date when it's going to start. It will start this month. It will be every Monday at 7 a.m. It'll go out, and it'll be all things business and wellness, to do with business and starting business and work related. And yeah, I've got a whole list planned, so that's exciting. And it was more to separate, because I felt as if I was to combine both, then you're taking a wee bit away from the mental health and you're taking a wee bit away from the business side of it if you've combined the two of them on this one. So I just wanted to separate them so that if you're interested in one, you can listen to one. If you're interested in the other, you can listen to the other. And if you're interested in both, you can listen to both. I mean, they may cross paths as in the subjects, the topics, at some point on each of the podcasts, but primarily this one will be mental health and everyday, and the other one will be business and work related. So exciting times ahead. I've also got a load of other things that are coming this month, next month, that I've not announced yet. No more podcasts, or is there? So all kind of business related, to do with what's coming in at the business, what's getting added, what's getting tweaked, what's getting, I don't know. So yes, that's how this week's gone. Aileen's busy scribbling things down on paper, and I've got the doctors next week, so depending on what the doctor says to me next week will also depend on dates and announcements. So that is that. But I had somebody commented, and see, if you're listening to this, I love you. I'm just saying that. I don't know you. I don't even know your name. I don't know what gender you are. I don't know what age you are. I don't know what country you live in. But I absolutely love you, because this person commented on one of my podcast episodes saying that he doesn't know how they came across my podcast, but they were glad they did, blah, blah, blah. And then they also said they enjoy my little notes of singing. I mean, I can't remember if that was the exact wording, but they did say they were enjoying my wee bit of singing in it. And you know what? That fair cheered me up, because my boys are always telling me to stop singing, and somebody actually appreciates my singing. So I told my son, I mean, I told one of them, I told the oldest, I told the youngest one first. I ran in with excitement into his room. I burst into his room like a mother does. And I was like, oh my God, listen to this. And he's like, no, Mum, just no. And I was like, that means I need to sing more. And he's like, no, Mum, just no. And I'm like, but the people want it. The people enjoy it. The people love it. And he's like, no, Mum. And then I went and told the older one, and he just laughed and shook his head. He's like, I've got no words for you. Shut up. Leave us. You're getting kicked out anyway, you're rubbish, Aileen. So yeah, my boys don't agree, but I agree with you. I think my singing's actually tremendous, and I predict I will have a top 10 before I die, maybe. Jank? Who wants to make that happen? I mean, you don't get Top of the Pops anymore, but who wants to see me in Top of the Pops? We could bring Top of the Pops back just because Aileen's going to be in the top 10. What other programmes? MTV, you want to see me on MTV? Do you want to hear me on your radio when you're driving yourself to work? Or maybe you would like to hear me when you're sitting on the train with your, I don't know, Amazon Music on, Apple Music, whatever, Spotify, where else do you listen to music? The radio? I don't know. I don't have time for that malarkey. So yes, I'm thinking that singing is my niche. Who knew? Who actually knew that people would appreciate my singing? So whether you meant that or you said that as an absolute joke, I'm taking it as a positive and I'm running with it. So I would like to thank you for being so kind. I mean, I did thank you, but thank you again. You're such a lovely person. But you don't know how big you've made my ego. My sons hate you, they're all. I sit in the car. Whenever me and my youngest are in the car, and it's mainly just when he goes to school or goes to the doctors, very rarely comes out with me. And I sing, and I'm like, it's like carpool karaoke. I feel on, I give a full performance in that car. Like, I'm singing, I'm dancing, I'm shaking the hair about the heat's going everywhere. And I tell him to join in, and he just looks at me and rolls his eyes and looks away. Listen, music is my soul. Something like that. Did that sound good? Sounded good to me. I'll take that. So yes, I mean, let's see what songs we pull out today, but at the minute, the mouth's sore. So you might not get a song out of the day. I mean, you'll be lucky if you get a full hour out of the day. I remember when I went to get a back tooth took out for years and years ago, and because it was like right at the very back, the furthest away tooth, the dentist said to me, "Now, just to make you aware, because of where the tooth is and the way we need to pull it, I might break your jaw." And I just looked at him, and I was like, "Okay, well, that would mean I would lose a couple of stone because I wouldn't be able to eat. So just pull it, because I mean it's sore. I need it out. If you break my jaw, you break my jaw." Anyway, doesn't break my jaw. I'm starting to think maybe she broke my jaw yesterday. Now, I know she never, because I'm talking, so don't come at me. But it's when you don't take any painkillers. So I took painkillers twice yesterday when I came home? A couple hours after I came home. Then I took a couple before I went to my bed. Then I took two paracetamol when I got up again this morning, and I've not took any since, but I can feel it. And I don't like taking painkillers, but I think I'm going to have to take a couple. And the other thing as well is, because I'm taking paracetamol for the tooth, well, not the tooth, the non-tooth, I can't take my other painkillers for the rest of the pain in my body. But I don't know if I can take the other painkillers anyway, because I've just had an extraction. It's so confusing, and I always think I'm going to die anyway, so I'll just stay away. I'll take a couple of paracetamol once I'm finished doing this, and I should be alright until tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll hate the dentist again. I've hated her since yesterday, but Danielle phoned me, or I phoned her on the way back. I can't remember. One of his phoned the other one. I think she phoned me on the way back for the dentist, and I'm like, "The dentist hurt me. I knew she'd hurt me." And she just laughed. Just like I said to my youngest, "Try to come to dentist with me." And he's like, "Why would I?" And I say, "She might hurt me." And what's your point? People just don't care. Nobody cares for healing. Poor healing. Get your violins out. I don't care what size your violin is. Get your violin out. No. So yes. Who else? I'm not scared of the dentist, and I don't mind the dentist. But when they hurt me, I don't like them anymore. And it's funny, because normally when you go to the dentist, you kind of know what's happening. You either know you're going for a checkup, or you're going to get scrape and polish, or you might know that you're going for a filling because you can feel a hole in your tooth or whatever. And I knew that was getting pulled out yesterday, right? But still at the back of my head, I was trying to convince myself it was a wisdom tooth coming in and it wasn't going to get pulled. I mean, I'm a bit old for wisdom teeth, but wisdom teeth can come at any time. FYI. So I did know that that was getting happening, but there was no need for her to make me ill. Not playing that game. Not today. So how has everybody settled back into normality? Settled back into their first Monday after New Year? We were supposed to start back school. My son's been off school for a while, so we were supposed to start back school Monday. Then found out he's got 2 weeks off because it's exam leave. I was like, "You need to put the lottery on. There's not many people with women have their first day back and realise they've got 2 weeks off." So we're off for 2 weeks studying, applying for colleges and all that jazz. I don't even know what else we're doing. Well, I've got the doctors next week, as I told you, and let's see what tremendous news she gives me then. What else? Do you know, it's winter. Nothing happens in the winter. I'm still looking for a house. Still not found a house. I've seen 3 today online that I'm going to contact. Well, actually, I'm only contacting 2 of them, I think, tomorrow. And one of them is giving me the fear because, oh my God, you should see this carpet in this house. It is bright red. Now, if you've got a bright red carpet, no offence, right? But it's not my taste. But everybody else in the house is like white with beige carpets. So like the bedrooms are all white with beige carpets. And then the living room's just got this bright red carpet. Like the brightest red you can think of. I'd put a photo up of it, but I don't know if I'm allowed. Don't know if I can do that. That's somebody's house. So I'd potentially take it if they get rid of the carpet. My son's like, you could just change a carpet. And I'm like, I'm not buying a carpet for somebody else's house. No. So that one gave me the fear. Then the other one was like £500 more expensive a month. But it has been empty for a wee while, so I think I'm going to phone tomorrow and chance my luck and say, do you want to take a couple of hundred off that a month, please? Because, I mean, you've not earned any money since about 6 months ago. See what they say. I can only ask, can't I? Listen, God loves a tryer. And I will try everybody's patience when I get the chance. But it's just that time of year, isn't it, where everybody's just settling back into work. All the letting agents were kind of closed, are only open for a couple of hours here and there over Christmas and New Year. So I'm on a waiting list for one of them. She's got to phone me as soon as anything comes in. And like I said, I've seen these couple of houses. I phoned up about one yesterday, but that was already gone. I was a bit gutted because I wanted that area. But I used to know the person that lived in that house when I was wee. When I was just a little girl. There you go, there's your song for the day. It's just round the corner. Well, it's on the same road as the street that I grew up in when I was wee. So I used to know the woman, and I don't know if she still owns it, actually. I might ask her. And if she does, just say, can you evict your tenants, please? I need that house. No, I'm all kidding on. I wouldn't do that. But I do want that bit, that area, kinda, maybe. So yes, I will just keep looking. We were driving and driving and driving yesterday to see if we could see any too late signs, and there was none. And I was like, see, if you're not looking for a house, there's loads. Absolutely hunters. Like, I had a quick look last year, but I wasn't actually moving. But now we are. I wasn't quite ready to move. I wasn't quite ready to make that decision yet. But now we are. And there was loads. There were so, so many. But now that I'm looking, there's none. I think you just need to be quick off the mark. And then I went to go and see another letting agency yesterday, and they were closed. I don't know if they were just closed for lunch or if they were looking at property or whatever. So, I don't know. In a nutshell, I don't know when I'm going to find a house, but I need one. Quick. For reasons I may disclose later, I may not. But I think I've gave you some of the reasons, but I've not given you them all. So, I was going to tell you a story there, but I can't. About people grieving, and be careful what you're saying. I don't know. So, I can't really tell you the story because if the person listens. Hold on. I think that might be my door. Nope, it wasn't. How's my... Oh, I've got my headphones on back to front right there. These headphones you only hear in one ear. If that makes sense. And I was hearing in the wrong ear and I crap myself there. So, as we know, when someone's grieving, we're very mindful of what we're saying and how we're putting things across, and not tiptoeing round about them, but just being mindful, just not trying to trigger them, not trying to avoid subjects, but also not trying to upset them either. But there's a flip side to it as well, where sometimes when people are grieving, they don't realise what they're saying to you, and they may say something that's not quite appropriate, but they don't realise they've said it. So this happened to me recently with somebody, and they just said something that wasn't right, and it was almost like, well, your problems aren't as bad as mine because I'm grieving. But that person didn't know what my problems were, and they don't know what I've endured in the last month. And if I wasn't the person that I am today, if I was the person I was 20 years ago, especially in the midst of my mental health, where you can, yes, I maybe wouldn't have bit my tongue, but I let it slide. And I just thought, nope, they're grieving. Just leave it. Plus, it's Christmas and New Year. You don't want any arguments. You don't want any kind of anything hanging over, any tension or whatever. But I was talking to my cousin about it, and I was talking to my mum about it. And they both... I was a bit worried that I had took it the wrong way, or I don't know, I was going to be made out to be, oh, you imagined it type thing, because that quite often gets said to me. But no, they agreed that what the person said, they shouldn't have said. But I'm not going to bring it up with them. I'm not going to rehash it, because I just don't see the point. It's over with now. But on the same note, if they say it to me again, I'll have to say something. Because you can't compare your problems with somebody else's, and just because it's your problem, you can't say that, well, my problem's worse than yours. Because you can't determine how big somebody's problems are if you're not in their head and you're not dealing with that problem. Just because you're dealing with your problems doesn't mean their problems are non-existent. So just be mindful both ways. Not saying that you have to be careful and think, watch every single word you say, but just don't presume that because you're grieving or because you've got problems or any issue that you're dealing with, that other person that you're talking to doesn't have problems, and that their problems or issues aren't as grand as yours, as big as yours. And yeah, maybe you don't feel as if their problem is, but you don't know that this could be the first time they've had to deal with a situation like that. It could be the 100th time, and maybe every time it gets worse. You don't know. So let's all just kind of be mindful of each other and appreciate that we might all be going through something, and don't judge. So have you seen the trend? As I said that, I just thought of that there. Have you seen the trend on, is it TikTok, I think it's on? It might be all social media, I'm not sure. And everybody's like, we listen and we don't judge. And then they kind of open up about something, or they confess to something, and you can't judge what they've just said. Let's do that when anybody's talking to us. Just because you might think your problems are a bit worse, we listen and we don't judge. That's a good way of putting that here. I just came up with that there. That was pretty smart of me. But yeah, it's just that circle, isn't it, of because you're not living that person's life, you maybe don't realise they're going through something. And that's okay, because maybe they've not opened up to you. And how would you know? Because they've not opened up. But also, don't just assume that somebody's living a plain sailing life, that their life is better than yours at the minute, that they can't be in a worse position than you. Because there's always going to be somebody, it might not be the person standing in front of your face, but there's always going to be somebody who's dealing with something. There's always going to be potentially somebody who does have bigger issues than yours. And it's just everybody coming together, isn't it? Making sure that everybody opens up and talks. And you might not want to open up to that person that's in front of you, especially if they said that your problems aren't as big as theirs. But make sure you are opening up to somebody. Because if you do have something, whether it's big or small, the longer you leave it, the bigger it's going to get. The harder it's going to be to approach. The harder it's going to be to start talking about. The harder it might be for you to trust somebody. Now, this is all dependent on what the issue is, obviously. If it's something like you've chipped a nail, that's maybe not a big problem. But then if you're in a certain type of relationship where you're terrified for your life, then that is a big problem, and that needs to be spoken about, and that needs to be dealt with in an appropriate way. So let's just always remember that not everybody tells the world that they have problems. Not everybody opens up as easily. And you just might not be the right person for them to open up to. So, do we see where we're going here? Everybody be mindful and everybody be a bit nicer, and maybe the whole world will be nicer together. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. See, if this was a Sunday, this could be my Sunday sermon. But we're not doing Sundays anymore, we're doing Wednesdays. And we're doing Mondays if you're interested in business. Ta-da! Now, here's a question for you. So, I was going to say the Sunday sermon, because at 7 a.m. the Sunday sermon doesn't exist. I mean, we've done a Sunday sermon on Monday, but Sunday. But we're not doing another Sunday sermon until probably next Christmas. So the business one's going to go out at 7 a.m. on a Monday. Do you want me to keep this one at 7 p.m. on a Wednesday? Or do you want me to change this one to 7 a.m. as well? Because I did notice that when these were going out at 7 a.m, a lot of people were listening to them at 7 a.m. So do you prefer the 7 a.m. or do you like it being 7 p.m? Let me know. You can let me know by emailing me at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you can comment below. And if you're listening anywhere else, you can find me on socials or whatever. DM me on socials or, like I said, email me. But let me know, because if you prefer the 7 a.m. slot, I'll just change this one to 7 a.m. as well. It's alright with me. It just means I recorded it earlier. That doesn't make any difference to me. I just change every other schedule. I just roll with it. You gotta roll with it. You gotta take your time. You gotta say what you say. Don't let anybody get in your way. Not got a good singing voice today, my friends. I'm sorry, because I've got a sore mouth. I never made that's an absolute lie. I had a tuna sandwich for my lunch today that I bought, and it took me an hour to eat it because I can't chew, because my jaw's still sore. So maybe she had broke my jaw, but I doubt it, because she wasn't pulling and hauling and whatever. But last night for my dinner, I made sausage rolls. Now, if you're not in the UK or wherever, or in a country that doesn't do sausage rolls, you don't know what sausage roll is. Basically, a sausage roll is sausage meat inside some pastry, some puff pastry. They can be rather delicious depending on where you get them from. Obviously, your sausage meat needs to be seasoned appropriately and whatever else. Now, I do not make these myself. I buy them frozen and I put them in the freezer. No, I put them in the oven. I do put them in the freezer when I buy them, but you know what I mean. I put them in the oven when I'm cooking them. And then I poured a tin of beans over them, obviously hot beans, to soften them a bit more. And then, do you know that way when you've been to the dentist and you've got to eat everything with your tongue and the roof of your mouth? So I was doing that last night, so I think maybe that didn't help matters. I think that's maybe why I'm still in a bit of pain today. I probably shouldn't have had that last night, but I was bloody starving. I hadn't eaten anything since the day before, because I thought, obviously I had a meeting at 9 a.m, which ended up, should have been half an hour, ended up nearly 2 hours, which meant I had 15 minutes to drop my son back home and get to the dentist. So I literally just made it to the dentist, and then she was running late anyway, so I don't even know why I rushed. And what was the point to that story? So I never ate anything, because I thought I was going to be able to eat something between the meeting and going to the dentist. I thought, well, go to the meeting, come home, I'll make some toast, go to the dentist. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, sorted, no bother. I don't know why I bother thinking, because when I think, it goes wrong. When I think, what I think, the opposite happens in my life. So I think I'm going to win the lottery, and then I don't win the lottery. I think I'm not getting a tooth pulled out, a tooth gets pulled out. I think I can sing, and apparently I can't, but I can. I can sing, I'm telling you, I can sing. Just maybe don't use today's podcast as evidence of my singing techniques. Use a different one, because I'm sure, I swear to God, there's a couple of podcasts where I've hurt the notes. Maybe not Beyonce or Whitney Houston or J-Hud kind of notes, but I hit whatever notes I hit and they sounded right. I'm not doing Whitney, and I'm not doing anybody that hits the high notes. Not for me. I have very deep voice. So, and this is where I should have been a man. There's lots of evidence that I should have been male, and there's not so much evidence that I should have been female. But we're at, and I came out with fully female organs, body parts, and the mindset of a male, the mouth of a male. I was going, no, Aileen, don't say it. Do not say it. Anyway, I didn't want to make this one too, what do you call it, too deep and meaningful, because we're just getting back into things, aren't we? We're just getting back into the swing of things. Aileen's not well. This podcast episode actually isn't even the episode it was meant to be, so we're kind of just rolling with it. The episode that it was supposed to be is now going to be a bonus episode, which I'm presuming I'm recording, what day are we on, Wednesday, either tomorrow or Friday. So whatever day it gets recorded, if it gets recorded in the morning, it'll go out that day. If it gets recorded in the evening, it'll go out the next day. But I will definitely let you all know on socials. I mean, I did think she would have phoned me by now, but clearly, she's busy. She's a very busy person, a bit like myself. This mouth is really sore though. Anybody get any top tips? I'm trying my own patience. I don't know what I was going to say. I've not had any dinner tonight because I'm scared to eat again, because it took me so long to eat that sandwich at lunchtime. I can't be doing with this malarkey. I need to be organised. I might be chaos, but it's organised chaos. And that's just the way my life's always been and always will be. I'm an absolute airhead at times. See, when it comes to my personal life, I'm an absolute airhead. See, when it comes to my work life, I'm so professional and so on it. And people are like, Aileen, how are you two different people? And I just say, I don't know, it just naturally happens. It's natural. Natural blonde. Just not quite the blonde that it looks. Yeah. I'm so dozy sometimes. But listen, it works for me. It gives everybody a laugh. I've got a sore eye now. I'm falling apart. That's it. It's the end. It's the end of Aileen. Aileen is on her road out. The mouth's sore, the eye's sore on the opposite side. What else is sore? The blonde and whole body sore. Anyway, let's not do that today. Let's not. Who is anybody, right? So here we go. Let's get down to business. I've been playing that song so much because I've just announced a new podcast, which is obviously Reboot Your Business podcast. So every time I put a post up, that's the song that's been attached to it. It's like, let's get down to business. And I kind of can't get it out of my head. So who is getting down to business? Take your minds out the gutter. I mean actual business. Is anybody starting a business? Thinking about starting a business? Want to look into starting a business to see if it is feasible in the future or at the present? Are you already in business? Do you have multiple businesses? Do you work in management? Do you work in HR? I would like to hear from you all. Yeah, this podcast is for everybody that has any interest in business. You're at management level and maybe want to learn a wee bit more about the wellness side of it and how to conduct yourself. There is also going to be, where's my list? I've not announced it. Did I announce this? I did. So, you were only meant to get one announcement on Monday. You've got three. So I'm also doing business networking. I'm also doing personal, whatever. Network, personal. Let's not say private. That sounds a bit dodgy. sounds like a totally different kind of networking than what I've got planned. So the business networking is going to work in two ways. One, we can do it online. You can book a ticket for the online networking, which is still in the works, but yes. And I just need to look into how many people I can have at each networking event online. Then there will be in-person networking. Now, initially, these will only be in Scotland, purely because I is in Scotland. And again, initially, they're only going to be in Glasgow, I think, or surrounding areas of Glasgow. I think now that's not 100% at the minute, because still looking at venues, still looking at areas, still doing all that jazz. So if that is something that you'd be interested in, because you don't have to be in business to go to a business networking event. You can be interested in business and potentially doing the whole pros and cons of whether to go into business. And that might be something that spurs you along or makes you decide, no, it's not for me. Now, what I will say is, if you are thinking about starting that business and getting into business, please, please, please realise that it's going to take a certain amount, it potentially, most likely, can take up to 5 years for you to see any kind of profit. Not for everybody, but for many. And again, if you're growing your business within that time, it can take longer. Because if you're buying and selling and blah, 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 and adding things in and making things bigger and whatever, you might not see as big a profit as what you had initially hoped. But that's purely because you're growing, you're expanding. I've seen people who have given up after a month, 2 months, because they're like, there's not enough customers. There's not enough people coming in. There's not this, there's not that. And you're like, because it takes time and you actually need to put the word out there. You can't just expect people to know you've got any business. Now, one particular person didn't advertise anywhere, didn't have any social medias, didn't do anything, just decided to start up a business and just thought the whole world was going to know they had started a business and that they should come and book them, purchase from them, whatever it may have been. So you need to have a certain mindset going into business if you're going to do it. But hey, that's what the coaching's about, that's what the networking's about, and that's where we all come together and help each other along. And that's also where the private Facebook page is going to come in and help you as well. So if you are interested, jump on, subscribe, listen, whatever, follow the business podcast pages. Because the business podcast, although it's called a podcast, the page is called Reboot Your Business Podcast. The pages aren't solely about the podcast. They're also about the coaching and the networking and the everything else in between. So, 2025, we're in January, we've just started, we're literally in the first week of this, a full week back. Let's hit the ground running. This is your time. But what I also need to make you aware of is there's a lot of stress involved in business, there's a lot of money worries, there's a lot of long hours, especially maybe at the beginning or when you're trying to grow. So it can take a toll on your mental health. And that's where the wellness side of it comes in, and that's where this side of the podcast might come in as well, where you might want to listen to both. But I will talk about the mental health side of it in business on the business podcast, but that's where you might want to listen to both. Because you need to keep an eye on that, and you need to have good people around about you that can keep an eye and that you trust to say to you, listen, I think you're struggling a wee bit. You maybe need to want to talk to somebody, maybe you want to take a step back, maybe you want to employ somebody to help you take away some of the pressure. So yeah, who's thinking that it might be something that they're interested in? But also, it's not just business coaching that I do, it's also about the wellness within your business coaching. So And helping you with like your employee side of it, all that sort of thing. There's many, many things in my coaching packages that help in different ways. But then I just said as well, like, it's not just business networking I'm going to do, it is, what did we say we weren't going to say? We weren't saying private, were we? Personal, individual. Individual might be a better word, because personal and private sounds a bit red light district. It sounds like I might be offering something else that let's bypass that one. Right, so there's a lot of people that I've seen talking about the struggle to make friends, the struggle to find somewhere to go for people of their age or their interests. So I've decided I'm going to do individual. I mean, it's not an individual it wouldn't be networking if it was just one person, would it? Now, come on. That was just the best word I can come up with at the minute. When I'm not feeling well, you know. So, this is about people of all ages, all genders. I mean, if you want women only or men only ones, we can do that. We can do mixed. Listen, this isn't going to be a dating and a speed dating or anything like that, but it is to bring people together and people that are lonely and lost or maybe just moved to an area and looking for friends. Maybe it's a single parent who doesn't get out much. But I just need to be careful with that one. So that's still in the works at the minute. But yeah, keep an eye on the socials and there will be more details about all of that. But if anybody's interested in any of these things, then let me know. And I will put your name down to kind of send an email out or whatever. Put you on the email list to send you all the information as soon as it's available. Or you could just listen to the podcast and follow the social medias and you'll see it that way. So yes, I am going to leave this one at that just now because my mouth's throbbing. My brain is sleeping. My mouth is yapping. And my belly is rumbling, but I can't eat anything. So that's just going to have to keep rumbling until such times. I'm thinking about making an Angel's Delight though, because that's nice and cold and just goes down the floor. I give up. I've tried to be good. I've tried to not make things sound a certain way and it still always happens, and that's because I'm not being serious today, because I'm not well. Sorry. So sorry. If you came here to hear about how to help your mental health, I hope I've helped you by laughing at my indiscretions. Maybe my singing cheered you up. Did my singing cheer you up today? Did that make you feel a wee bit better about yourself because you thought, at least I don't try and sing like her? Listen, it's all fun and games until. But if anybody is struggling just now and you do need an ear, a shoulder, advice, support, direction, anything like that, send me a message. We obviously have counselling, coaching available. I mean, you've also got life coaching as well, which will help you move forward. You might not need counselling, you might benefit from some life coaching, which can be have a positive impact on your future going forward. Might just be that you just need somebody to look at the situation from a different angle. It could take one message and things might start getting better. One phone call, things might start getting better. You just don't know until you try. But if you do want to contact me about anything like that, you can either email or the Reboot Your Thoughts podcast at gmail.com or any of the Reboot Your Thoughts podcast pages, or you can email the Reboot Sanctuary at gmail.com or you can message any of the Reboot Sanctuary pages. Right, I'm hearing things now. I thought somebody shut my door again. So yes, if you do need a wee bit of support, help, guidance, advice, direction, or business coaching, wellness coaching, anything like that, then send me a wee message, email, either or, and I can arrange an initial phone call if you want that. Your initial phone call is free, your initial phone consultation is free. It normally takes about 20 minutes to half an hour if it's a personal. Obviously business one might take a bit longer. Business one, we might need to set up a meeting. It just depends on what you're looking for. But again, your first meeting would be free. And then we can take it from there. See if you want to book in any more appointments. If you want to take any packages, if it's business related. And yeah, make everything a little bit easier going forward, hopefully. But for now, I'm away to take some paracetamol and feel sorry for myself. So I hope you all have a enjoyable Wednesday night. I hope you get to the weekend as quick as possible. If you're not working the weekend, if you are working the weekend, then I salute you. But enjoy the rest of the week. Take care of each other, take care of yourself, be mindful, and remember to ask for help if you need it. Speak soon. Bye bye.